You too, Ismene. Snake in my ordered house, sucking my blood stealthily, and all the time I never knew that these two sisters were aiming at my throne. Ismene, do you confess your share in this crime, or deny it? Answer me.
Yes, if she will let me say so. I am guilty.
Antigone, coldly.
No, Ismene, you have no right to say so. You would not help me, and I will not have you help me.
But now I know what you meant, and I am here to join you, to take my share of punishment.
The dead man and the gods who rule the dead know whose act this was. Words are not friends.
Do you refuse me, Antigone? I want to die with you. I too have a duty that I must discharge to the dead.
You shall not lessen my death by sharing it.
What do I care for life when you are dead?
Ask Creon. You're always hanging on his opinions.
You are laughing at me. Why, Antigone?
It's a joyless laughter, Ismene.
But can I do nothing?
Yes, save yourself. I shall not envy you. There are those who will praise you. I shall have honor, too.
But we are equally guilty.
No more, Ismene. You are alive, but I belong to death.
Creon to the chorus.
Gentlemen, I beg you to observe these girls. One has just now lost her mind. The other, it seems, has never had a mind at all.
Grief teaches the steadiest minds to waver, King.
Yours certainly did when you assumed guilt with the guilty.
But how could I go on living without her?
You are. She is already dead.
But your own son's bride.
There are places enough for him to push his plow. I want no wicked women for my sons.
Oh, dearest Hymen, how your father wrongs you.
I've had enough of your childish talk of marriage.
Do you really intend to steal this girl from your son?
No. Death will do that for me.
Then she must die.
Creon, ironically.
You dazzle me. But enough of this talk.
To guards.
You there, take them away and guard them well. For they are but women, and even brave men run when they see death coming.
Exit Ismene, Antigone, and guards. Ode 2, Strophe 1.
Fortunate is the man who has never tasted God's vengeance. Where once the anger of heaven has struck, that house is shaken forever. Damnation rises behind each child, like a wave cresting out of the black northeast. When the long darkness undersea roars up and bursts drumming death upon the wind-whipped sand.
Antistrophe 1.
I have seen this gathering sorrow from time long past loom upon Oedipus's children. Generation from generation takes the compulsive rage of the enemy god. So lately this last flower of Oedipus's line drank the sunlight, but now a passionate word and a handful of dust have closed up all its beauty.
Strophe 2.
What mortal arrogance transcends the wrath of Zeus? Sleep cannot lull him, nor the effortless long months of the timeless gods. But he is young forever, and his house is the shining day of high Olympus. All that is and shall be, and all the past, is his. No pride on earth is free of the curse of heaven.
Antistrophe 2.
The straying dreams of men may bring them ghosts of joy, but as they drowse, the waking embers burn them, or they walk with fixed eyes as blind men walk. But the ancient wisdom speaks for our own time. Fate works most for woe with folly's fairest show. Man's little pleasure is the spring of sorrow.